Welcome to the United Cast. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for Man United. I'm your host Matthew, and today talking about our 4-1 win away in the Premier League against Wolves. Very interesting roller coaster of a game. This one, you know, everybody going into the game was like, "Oh, we're bad, but we should win." But what if? What if? And then you look through all of Wolves' stats. You know, they scored 7 goals this whole season. They got no wins. They got 2 points. They got, I think it's, 2 draws. Hadn't even scored a goal in their last 5 games. And you go, oh, you know, that sounds like it should be a cakewalk, as they say. But nervous energy in the air going into this game, even during this game. But we got there in the end. It wasn't as smooth sailing as it could have been, and we probably could have scored a bunch more goals, which we should have, and still did let them score their first goal in 6 games. But eventually their poor quality showed through, and I don't think it's a case that our quality showed through. It's just that they were so bad that they lost their grip on whatever they had when they equalized, and, you know, came out second half, and we just kind of overloaded them in a way. They almost ditched their defense. There's a few mad moments in the game. And now we're up to, I believe it's 6th. I'll check the table here in a bit. Look, this isn't going to change anything for me. This is not, certainly not a case of, okay, we beat one of the worst, on track to be maybe the worst Premier League team ever in Wolves. Still think we had too many shaky moments. Still think that there's just something, and I don't know if it's the nervous energy from the players or whatever it is, but we allow too many teams, or I say too many teams, every team pretty much. Why do we have, and I'm not trying to be negative, I'm just trying to be constructive, because you could look at this and go, oh, you won 4-1, aren't you happy? There was never anything, unless we like broke the Premier League record, there was never anything that I was going to, that was going to happen in this game where I could come away and be like, all right, I'm feeling really good. This is just kind of, your team's not great, their team's apparently much worse. Okay, well, if that's the case, then just beat them by whatever scoreline and just go home, kind of thing. But because I had this, you know, when you give a team a little bit too much space, and it's like, oh, knock a pass here, knock a pass there. Suddenly, someone makes like a line breaking pass. They play forward. Suddenly, they're running at your goal. And every single time almost in this game, until we maybe scored the 3rd goal, because even when it was 2-1, it was still kind of the same. Every single time, whether it was at 0-0, 1-0, 1-1, or 2-1, they broke forward. It's like, oh, are they going to get something here? And it was interesting because when they put their move together to score for their goal, and suddenly their crowd starts making noise. And it's interesting because I wonder if somebody could have got, like, somebody who's played against Man United this season could go over to the manager and be like, look, if you guys put in the effort, you can get at this Man United team, which you can. And they did get at us at points. Sorry. It's just that they're also so bad. Because obviously I've not watched any Wolves this season, because why would I do that for? They are actually much worse than us. But even in those moments, I was like, oh, bit of ball control. But it's that kind of like every touch, every pass, every cross. Oh, they've whipped the ball in. They're at the edge of our box. Something could happen. But I think it's also a casualty of, because we did go into this game thinking, yeah, we should do this 4-1 type of scoreline. That's what should happen. But until we were actually settled into it, I don't think there's probably a Man United fan on this earth that thought, like, oh yeah, this is definitely going to be very easy because we've just been burned too many times, haven't we? But again, I genuinely don't think it was a case of our quality came through. I think it's just they completely collapsed. They had like some Benny Hill comedy moments, and it just allowed us to sort of be better than them, I suppose. That's kind of how I would sum things up. It is still really bad, though, that we gave them any confidence. We let them score a goal because they've scored 7 goals this season. They haven't scored for 5 games. So that's still really bad. But we still did the thing again of we go 1-0 up, you go on cruise control that's too much, you mislay a pass or two, and this can happen in any game. You mislay a pass or two, and the opposition goes, "Oh, we can nick a ball here, nick a ball there," and it's just that little, it's that nibbling sort of build up, where it's like a team's like, "Oh, we've snatched the ball back. Oh, we got it back in dangerous area," and you do that little bit of build up. You start knocking a few passes together, but luckily because their quality was so bad, because there was a few other moments in the game where they could have caught us out, but they just didn't because they couldn't control the ball or they couldn't pass properly. And yeah, we can't either sometimes, but they're just really, really bad at doing this. But they very well could go down with no wins because they are really that bad. Because I can't think of any team that I've seen play that badly this season in the Premier League. So they could go down without any wins, which would be ugly and historic, or historic in a very ugly way. So, but it's a shame also as well, because Wolves have always kind of been, you know, like a relegation fodder type team. But, and they've had some, you know, some great players over the years. Of course, one of the who plays for us now in Cunha. But they're always one of them relegation scrappy teams that they'll give you a game and you might not always do well against them. But they've just unfortunately really fallen apart. So just on a football perspective side, it is a bit of a shame to see. I can't remember if they're a Premier League original team, but one of the staples for a long time probably go down this season. And yeah, so there we go. I don't have that much to really say about us per se. It was more kind of, we know what we are. They're apparently this, but are they going to be this? And they were. They were pretty bad. They were very, very bad. There were, again, moments where they could have got at us, but from them, a misplaced pass, poor control, some weird like passing combinations, and they were pretty sort of scattered at the back, weren't they? They were very, very open at points, and you know, when you do have people like Mbeumo and Cunha who can run at you, it will cause you problems. But this genuinely keeps me... Obviously, I would have been more annoyed if we'd lost this game. Even if we'd drawn this game, I still would have been annoyed. I'm still a little bit frustrated that we let them get anything back in this game because they are that bad. But we fell asleep. We let them get back in at 1-1. It's just that they kind of fell apart after that. So... Because we almost allowed them an opportunity to play with confidence, but they just don't have any. They just had none, and they couldn't follow through, I suppose. But for me, I know I've talked a lot about Wolves, and it's a Man United podcast, but you sometimes talk about the opposition. This just doesn't change anything about the team and the manager and anything to me. Because they were just so poor. So it was almost like watching them scruffy sort of pre-season games. It was like that. But still, I know it's weird to say after we've just won, but still want the manager to go. Should have happened obviously a long time ago. Still got the same thought on that. I know we've moved up to 6th, and that is good. But yeah, we'll see whether the next couple of fixtures get us, I suppose. But at this point, for me to remotely consider even being Ruben Amorim in, we'd have to do a lot still. We'd have to do a lot. A win away at Wolves where there was a few scary moments is not going to do anything to me. So, yeah, still do pretty much feel the same about everything. It's nice that we did this and that we got the points and that we're now 6th. That's good. But I suppose the forward point for me is you've won this game that you should have won anyway. And it's taking you into a good position. What do you do with that now, though? I think So, yeah. Alright, let's get into the summary, I suppose. The first goal after 25 minutes. One of the most Benny Hill scrappy comedy goals you'll ever see. I can't believe we almost didn't score it. Ball was played through to somebody at some point. I think Cunha was running through on goal. He could have shot, he could have gone around. It was one of them things where the player's got 10 different options and they choose one of them. Passes it back to Bruno. Bruno slips over. You think, no, surely you're not messing this chance up. And then, even then, kicks the ball forward, scrapes past the defender, goalkeeper has a clumsy moment, and it just eventually rolls in the back of the net. So, it was a clumsy one, it was a weird one, but a goal's a goal. I mean, we should have gone up 1-0 when Delo was put through on goal before that. But 25 minutes in, 1-0, you take what you take, I suppose. But they gave us about 10 of these, honestly, where we were just like 4-on-2 or 3-on-2 or whatever, and we just outnumbered them. We should have scored way more goals in this game. But that was 1-0 from Bruno. Both Cunha and Bruno looking just scrappy for this goal. I don't know. It is what it is. But as soon as Bruno slipped over, I was like, oh my God, you've messed this chance up. And they should have cleared it. Again, they're that bad that they should have, you know, goalkeeper should have got a hand on it. They should have cleared it. Bruno should have been obviously tackled after he fell over, but they're just so bad that they couldn't get it away. I haven't watched a team be that. I know we've been very bad over this last year, but we haven't done things like that, I don't think. Like, this was almost at times like non-league level of, or like Sunday league level of football from Wolves. But they should have dealt with it, they didn't, and they got punished. A few other things happened after that, and then they scored their goal, caused a moment of worry. They were bopping the ball around a little bit. We were giving them, again, we'd fallen asleep at the wheel a bit. You know, we'd let them bop the ball around a few too many times. We'd cut out a lot of their play, but we were just sloppily sort of giving it back and falling asleep. Ball whipped in. It's a scrappy little goal, although the finish is pretty good. It's quite hard to score from that type of, like, what would you even call it? Like a lunge kick? Like a fly kick, almost? They made it 1-1. The crowd starts cheering and the dread starts setting in of... Because there was multiple factors, right? Like, okay, obviously should win the game. That's number one. You don't dare draw this game and mess it up. And you certainly don't dare to lose this game. But even if you still win and still let them score, because they haven't even scored a goal in the last 5 games and have only got 7 in, like, 14... it's still not good enough that they scored because they're just that bad. But yeah, scrappy one. We fell asleep. They gained some confidence. These things can happen. As soon as a team starts putting a pass or two together like that, and they realize, like, oh wait a minute, we can do something. And then they put in their goal. So the crowd starts cheering right before halftime, and of course the usual nerves set in. Alright, then second half started, and Bumo's goal. I remember Mount's goal. What was Bumo's goal? Dallo cross. What was Bumo's goal? Oh, was this the, oh yeah, they like were really, really open, and there was like a through ball. It was like almost offside twice, but, again, defensively they just collapsed. You had like... Their left back was in, like, central midfield. Their team was all... I kept noticing with them, their team was all sort of pulled to a side. I don't know if they've got the... what's that tactic called? I think it's called overload ball side. I could be wrong, because I haven't... It's not the greatest of ideas. I haven't seen it happen for a long time, but it felt like... I don't know if that's what they were doing, but it felt like they were sort of... far too many of their players were over the over to the side of where the ball was, and we just kept flicking it over to that right-hand side, where we've got a lot of fast players. We punished them through that, of course, in Bumo putting away this. It's one of the easier goals he'll score in his career, puts away the chance. And that settled things a little bit. 5-1. 51 minutes in, Dallo puts a through ball into Bumo, and he puts it away. Still in the back of my mind throughout this entire game, apart from when it got to 4-1 and they really started dropping off, that's when you knew it was kind of over. Even after this, it's like, okay, 51 minutes in, we've not won this game yet. We're winning this game yet, but we haven't won it yet. So yeah, that was the case with that. So Mbeumo grabbing that goal. Then they made a sub. I don't know really any of their players apart from their goalkeeper who used to play for us. Then we brought on some subs. Martinez on for Mazraoui and Nyoro on for Heaven. I mean, he likes subbing centre back, so nothing particularly unusual there, I suppose. So there was that. Not got much to say really there, I suppose. Is this. Oh, there's the Mount goal to talk about in a second as well. I suppose that's maybe shutting up. So yeah, I don't know if this is a case of shoring up shop or. I don't know, he likes doing this anyway. But when you're 3-1 up, I suppose it doesn't make as much difference as to when you're drawing 1-1 with West Ham. Third goal happened. Mason Mount. This was. Oh, yeah, a weird one. Like, he was just really, really open in the box. He thought he was offside, maybe. A couple of bits of play. Bruno flicks the ball over because Mount's in about 50 miles of space because, again, Wolves just can't defend. Defense is somehow worse than Liverpool's. So yeah, that was Mason Mount with the goal. I noticed he was like celebrating, and then I think he looked over, didn't he, to check if he was offside. But yeah, pretty standard goal. It's just yeah, they played the ball near the edge of the box, and flicked it in. And Mount volleyed it. It's again one of the easier goals he'll score in his career. I noticed a few times with Johnston, he just sort of didn't bother diving for the ball. I think they've maybe already reached a point in their season where sort of, why do we put in the effort? I mean, I've also never seen things like a fan turning their back on the game while they're watching it. So things must just be really bad with them. So. Again, maybe that's probably why we won 4-1. So that was that with Mason Mount. There's really not much to analyse with the goal. Euro on Heaven, Martinez on for Mazraoui. Fair enough. Then finally, Kobbie Mainoo gets more than 30 seconds of playtime or game time. 78th minute, Kobbie Mainoo on for Casemiro. I guess maybe finally Ruben felt, 3-1 up against almost the historic worst Premier League team and actually brings on an attacking player. So that was it was still nice. So that was good. Then the penalty, second sort of handball. I know the first one didn't get given necessarily. And then Bruno tucks away a handball from it's like a corner, smashed it into one of their players. Handball, Bruno scores it. Johnson could have saved it, but he didn't. And that pretty much wrapped up the day. And then Dorgu on for Dalot. Again, you can moan about Dorgu being subbed on because he's not great, but didn't make a difference. And Mount off for Xerxes. Maybe that's just to preserve Mount because, injuries and stuff like that. Yeah, still do player ratings and stuff. I still have I still have some numbers and some concerns to give about a few of our different players. But. Yeah, again, it's not one I'm not really moaning about anything necessarily, and not really praising anything necessarily. Of course, if it would have been the case that they equalised and we fell off and couldn't get back in the game and didn't score, that would be different. But no matter who scored these goals, how they happened, and what subs we made, it was simply a case that they're so bad that we were just able to just kind of stroll through. And even then, again, like I said, we the sort of Mbeumo type goal in this game, we could have scored about 10 of those. It felt like in this game, could have broken the Premier League record, I suppose. But we weren't looking to do that. We were looking to just get out and get the 3 points. But just to, I guess, like, I want to reflect on that in a certain way because. Because of these last 13 months, yeah, 13 months almost, of Ruben Amorim, and we've just been slowly beaten down over 13 months because of just so many things that have happened. And even your average game against anybody, whether it's a Newcastle, Liverpool, Bournemouth, Fulham, Brighton, whoever it is like, how many, and I'll use this in a minute and reflect on kind of a particular thing with Wolves, how many times. maybe all of the time since, I don't know how many months ago, have we gone into a game and be like, oh, it's game day, or, you know, game day's tomorrow, what are we thinking, and not expect, go into a game thinking we won't win? Because, again, I want this team to do well. Obviously, I love and support this team, but it's driven us to such a point of, oh, let's not expect anything from any game. Let's almost expect or think we're probably going to lose to anybody. And that's how badly we've been beaten down with this. But the fact of then, because there's a difference between even the Grimsby game. I know the Everton one was a bit, like, slightly different, but it was more the outcome of that game as opposed to going into it. You know, the whole 10-man thing and five defenders on and whatever. Those were all different. And, yeah, the Grimsby one was more... I mean, Grimsby are a better team than... They might be lower in the Premier League pyramid. They're a better team than Wolves. They played much better against us than what Wolves have. It's just that, you know... Well, they still beat us anyway, didn't they? Because the Grimsby one was a low point, wasn't it? But Grimsby was sort of more like, oh, they're a League 2 team. But I don't think they were bottom with no wins in League 2. So if you put Grimsby up against this Wolves team, Grimsby would probably beat them because they're just that bad. So it's just a point of, no matter what team in the Premier League table we play or who they are or where they are, apart from this Wolves team, again, I can't speak for all of you, but I personally go into games thinking, like, don't be... Not like I think we're going to lose, but if we lose, I won't be surprised, and all those kind of things, because you just don't have the hopes. But then, to tie that all back into this game, you look at the table, it's all kind of even. There's talks about, you know, how many teams are on 20-something points, and then the bottom is sort of like 15 points or whatever. Those are fighting it out. But the particular nature of even going into this game, again, you don't have any expectations for any game, but you go into this game and it's, they've got no wins, haven't scored for 5 goals, have conceded like 29 or something, have scored 7, haven't scored for 5 games, and have got 2 points. And even with looking at that, even then, we're looking at that, because that's not your average, just not great side, is it? Like a sort of whoever else is at the bottom of the league, like a West Ham, right? Even them, who we drew to. Even then, with those are terrible, terrible stats. No wins in 14 entire games, plus I think a defeat in one of the cups or something, and we still went into this game as fans thinking like, okay, we probably will win this because of that bad, but you're not actually completely confident that you will, even with those terrible stats. That in of itself, yes, we still won the game, and we still ended up doing what we were supposed to do. And even with us still coming away with a 4-1, we still gave them the moment of, oh my God, 1-1, they've actually scored a goal. And maybe that would be slightly different if we went 4-0 up and then they got a consolation goal. But their goal, which we allowed them to score, which they haven't got one in 5 games, was an equaliser. It's just, I know we got the job done, but that's just important to remember, like, taking that and going forward. Yeah, it's just, wow. That's why I can't look at this game and what's happened in the build-up before and that thing and be like, yes, this is the start of something great. Because this game gives me no indication of that whatsoever. But yeah, we'll have to see next time. We've got player ratings to do in a minute, but we'll just have to see. Again, it's a game-by-game basis. We'll just have to see how we take it going forward. Because I think if you, as any of the other 18 teams, I suppose, because not including us or Wolves, watch this game and you go, look at how Wolves almost got a Man United several times. It was just because of really terrible ball control or really weird misplaced passes that are like non-football level almost. If you're any sense of a competent team, you can get at us. And that is one of the problems. So yeah, we'll see how Monday goes against Bournemouth. Anyway, let's take a break, come back, and do some player ranks. See if that in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, let's get into player ratings. I do have a few zeros to give out today, unfortunately, still. But I do have a 10 to give to my man of the match. And there's really one clear... I mean, yeah, there's a person here who's had a lot of stats. But my man of the match with, I'd say, a fairly easy 10. I don't think people really kind of get this player or what he does or what he can bring, and I was very, very happy when he signed for Manchester United. That's Mason Mount. Of course, had a bit of a Tory time at Man United. You know, he's been injured for a large chunk. I think he's really... I wouldn't even say he's on a redemption path for this season, because I think he's already doing that redemption path. Of course, you know, the rest of his season could be, could be terrible. We'll have to see how the rest of it goes. Hopefully he didn't come off because of an injury. And yeah, that is still a concern. But I love what this guy does. I think, of course, I've said before, he's got a great finish. Of course, his goal in this game wasn't really an example of that. It was more sort of just a tap-in kind of thing. There were several great, great things that Mason Mount did in this game. Like the long passes, the link-up play, just his general play in this game, I thought really... Again, Wolves are very, very, very open, which makes it easier for things to look really good. But you've also got to have the vision, and you've got to be able to spot certain things. And some of our players in this game still couldn't quite do that. But I thought he was phenomenal in this game. And just, I would say, fairly clearly stood out above the rest of our players. So, after his kind of torrid start at United... I'm loving what he's doing this season. I think he's... I don't know if he's our player of the season, because Mbeumo's been really good as well. Although we'll talk about him in a minute. But fantastic from Mason Mount. All right, let's go back to Lemans, whatever his name is. Didn't really get given a lot to do. He did concede the goal. I don't think it's really his fault. Kicking was pretty decent. This is the sort of game you give him a 6, because he just doesn't give him much to do anyway. So he was pretty good. The back three. How did the back three do? Mazraoui, I thought, was pretty good for the most part. I don't remember him getting sort of caught out too much at the back or anything else like that. Probably give him a 7. Heaven. I remember taking a risk starting him again at centre-back after the West Ham game. But I thought he had a nice bit of a comeback game. He didn't do anything too crazy, didn't do anything terrible, but a nice, decent sort of comeback game. So I'll give him a 7 as well. Luke Shaw I thought was good. Nothing specifically kind of special about that performance. But I thought he was pretty good in this game. I'd probably give him a 7 as well. Amad Diallo, I thought he was pretty good. I thought he maybe could have been a bit more productive. I think he kind of held onto the ball for a bit too long at a few too many different points. But still pretty decent in this game. I'll probably give him a 5. Casemiro was pretty good. Yeah, he did some decent stuff as well. I'll probably give him a 6. Bruno Fernandes, I don't remember too much of his actual football. I know, yeah, he got an assist. I think he got 2 goals. One, of course, being a penalty. So, you know, the stat padding. But he didn't have to do anything terribly fancy in this game. So I'd probably give him... I'll bump him up from a 6 to a 7 just because he did contribute in the GA, as they call it. Dalot, thought was fine, from what I remember. Decent kind of performance. So I'll probably give him a 5. And Bumo, did score a goal. Of course, again, it was one of the easiest he's ever going to get in his career. Had a few too many moments where he's just, like, on ice skates, rocket boots, ice skates, whatever you want to kind of call it, and just got a bit too carried away. There was a couple of times he almost did get caught out. And in these last couple of games, he's slipped a little bit, which has been a bit concerning. But overall, I thought he was decent. Just probably could have done more. I'll probably give him a 5. Cunha, I'm going to give him a 0. Because I don't think he's doing anywhere near enough. I think he's genuinely been really, really poor this season. I think he's scored 1 goal so far. I know he's been injured for a little bit of time. And he often, from what I remember in a lot of games, and of course I'm trying to stick to this game, he does get the ball in some decent positions. Of course, he did technically get an assist for Bruno's goal, if you call that an assist. Probably could have just buried it in the back of the net himself, honestly. Wait, what did I give Dalot? Because I just remembered his open goal miss. But whatever, don't matter. I don't want to criticize him in the way of like flash and no substance, or I guess you'd call that style over substance. But he gets the ball, he like jigs past a couple of players, and then just nothing happens from that. And there was a lot of times in this game when that happened, and he's just. I don't think we needed him. I don't think we needed to buy him. I know I said about our lack of strikers, but I'm talking about the number 9 position, not the number 10. Because there's people like, you know, Cobby and Mount could have played the 10. Xerxes should probably be in the 10. Obviously, got Bruno can be in the 10, and Bumo can be in the 10. Amma can be in the 10. There's a lot of players in the team who could fill that. And I don't even think that we actually needed him. But yeah, I give him a 0 just because, again, a lot of the ball, all style, no substance. I just don't think he did really anything in this game. And so many people have been kind of talking about, oh, when he comes back, he goes in over Mount. I don't think he does. I genuinely think it's at a point where Mount plays in the left 10. Mount should be starting in the left 10. Maybe not playing the whole 90 because, you know, his fitness. And you bring Cunha off the bench and make him earn his spot. That's what we're supposed to be doing with every position, by the way. It's not a given that you just, like, even if you are one of our best players, if the player who's been in your position is performing well, you don't just drop that player just because you're back. So I understand he's the new signing. He was signed to start the games, but he's both not been good enough, and Mount's just been much better. Mount, again, was far better than him in this game. Sure, you can play both of them in the same squad. You can play them both in the 2-10s. But he shouldn't be starting over Mason Mount. He certainly shouldn't. So, speaking of Mason Mount, oh yeah, I already gave him a 10, didn't I? Because I thought he was brilliant. Onto the subs. Martinez was very, very good. Yoro was very good. Cobby, it was good to see him get some minutes. Dorgu did Dorgu things. And Xerxes was on the pitch for a little bit of time as well. On the sub bench, we had Biendia, Dorgu, Lacey, Mainu, Malacia, remember him, Martinez, Ugarte, Yoro, Xerxes, and Maguire's out with a hamstring injury, Sesko's out with a knee injury, So it had been a decent game, especially when we went 3-4-0 up. Sorry, 4-1 up to bring Shay Lacey on. I don't know much about him either, so it would have been good to see him. Because who could you have taken off? Who did Dallow come on for? Come off for? Dorgu. I don't know if Shay Lacey is like a left wing back. I sort of hear that about him. But maybe he could have taken like... heck, he could have taken Cunha or Dallow off for Shay Lacey and just given him a chance. But not in this game. We got treated to too much academy goodness with 15 minutes of Kobbie Mainoo. So, yeah. Alright, that is it for this game. We move on. We've got Bournemouth at home next Monday, and then I think it's a Sunday because it says 4:30 away to Aston Villa, which we've actually got a pretty good record against them. Then Boxing Day home against Newcastle. So I just realised, because we're going to be going on a Christmas break, I won't be doing the Newcastle game because that will be on Boxing Day. I'll do the next two, next Monday and then next Sunday anyway. 21st. So 30th is Wolves. Let me look at these 2026 games. 4th of January is Leeds away. Way Burnley, 7th. FA Cup, Brighton. Depends. Maybe the Wolves game. Actually, would I need to... just kind of wondering, actually. We're at home, then, against probably still will be the worst team in the league, unless they beat somebody somehow, or something. I might not need to actually podcast on that Wolves game. So, oh no, that will be on the 30th anyway, though. I won't be back from a break. So, no, can skip that one. 4th of January, let's see how re-energised I am. Because Leeds away is going to be a pretty big one. They've been doing some interesting stuff this season. So they usually give us a game. Because those games can usually be like 6-5 or something. And then Burnley away. I'll come back for one of them too. And then continue from there, obviously. So either Leeds away or Burnley away. And then, yeah. Remember Cup games? Remember those? No Carabao Cup, no Champions League, no Europa League, no Conference League. Yeah. Brighton at home in the FA Cup is the draw that we've got. So, there we go. Alright. Let me check. I should check the Premier League table, shouldn't I? Arsenal first, 33 points. City on 31. Villa on 30. Palace on 26. Chelsea on 25. And we're on 25. So, yet again. Okay, we've now actually done the climb, which is climbing into the top 6. We are 1 point off of 4th. And I believe top 4 is supposed to be our aim. So, again, back to Man United. You're going to play a more competent team in Bournemouth, who have fallen off a little bit, but... well, they've got 22 points and Wolves have got 2. So, there you go. We'll see what we can do with that. And we'll see if we can get any momentum going. And what happens in the next two games are going to be interesting, because Bournemouth I actually think will be more difficult than Aston Villa, because we usually do well against Aston Villa, usually, keep that in mind. But I guess we'll see if we can climb within 2 points of Aston Villa in third. Wouldn't have thought of that, because I guess, you know, if we put a bunch of string of wins together, get to 30 points in the title race, keep winning games, overtake City in second, 31 points, that won't be too difficult, and then we keep going, and we catch Arsenal with 33 points, we just keep winning games, give Ruben Abraham a statue in a 10-year contract, I think, yeah. Alright, anyway, let's just see how the next two games go. This one was an interesting one, but the next two will be very interesting. Also, depending on, you know, what City, Villa, Palace, Chelsea, Everton, and everybody else does. Because at the moment, in this league table, there's 6 points between 4th and 13th. That's how up and down you can jump in this Premier League table. So there we go. Anyway, give me your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. Are you over the moon that we've beaten Wolves in this game? Were you nervous? I was certainly nervous. What did you think when they scored a goal? What did you think when we'd cleaned them out and they fell apart? And all those sorts of things. Etc, etc. Any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments? Where are you at with Ruben Amorim? What do you think? How do you think these next couple of games are going to go? Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org. Social media is either eTalk UK or Entertainment Talk. And there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. TV, games, films, main night podcast. Should have a gaming talk tomorrow. Be no Breaking Bad on Wednesday because we just wrapped up with Season 4 last week. Season 4, Episode 13, Face Off was last week. So that's the end of the coverage for that at the moment and the end of the season. There will, however, be a brand new mystery. I mean, I know what it is. A 6-podcast miniseries from the 10th of December right through all the way through 6 episodes till 14th of January about something. 2 p.m. GMT, whatever, British time, whatever. 2 p.m. every Wednesday going forward next 6 weeks from the 10th. So look out for that mystery thing. 2 gaming talks left to go because, of course, we've got the Game Awards this week. That will be talked about on next week's podcast. So that will be wrapping that up. Best and Worst of 2025 coming soon as well. And, of course, the month of January, Positive Creators in January 1st. That's all wrapped up and ready to go. And then probably some other podcasts here and there, including next Monday's game, then next Sunday's game, some other reviews. I did 3 game reviews recently, Dispatch, Keeper, and Little Nightmares 3, so you can check those out. And yeah, that's what we're doing at the moment. Can support the episodes that we're doing by listening to more of them. Word of mouth, social media. If someone mentions a thing we've podcasted on, please tell them about it. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news over on Geek Town Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk. You can go and vote now on the Geek Town Awards and listen to the Geek Town Radio Awards podcast, the deliberations over there, and also listen to Geekstorians, which is David's new podcast he's put out episode 1 last week, so go and check that one out as well. And of course, you know, TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk. Look out for a new episode tomorrow, which will be the 9th probably. And then YouTube for us, for all of our bits and pieces, is Entertainment Talk Plays. Alright, let's see where we go next Monday night. Again, Bournemouth at home, they'll be more competent, they've got more points. Let's see what happens. I have no idea. Alright, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.